हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 3 कर्म योग टेक्स्ट नंबर 37। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंदम श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंदन हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रीभगवान् उवाच कामयेशा क्रोधयेश रजोगुणः समुद्भवः महाशनो महापापं विद्येन युगवैरिणम्। श्रीभगवान् उवाच कामयेशा क्रोधयेश रजोगुणः समुद्भवः महाशनो महापापम विद्येन युगवैरिणम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस सीसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड इटसेल्फ इट इज लस्ट ओनली अर्जुना विच इज बॉर्न ऑफ कॉन्टैक्ट विद द मटीरियल मोड्स ऑफ पैशन एंड लेटर ट्रांसफॉर्म्ड इंटू व्रत and which is all devouring sinful enemy of this world. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjanasalakaya Sakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutalim Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swaminyiti Naminin. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाशात देशतारिणीं। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। यं ब्रह्मावरणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुदैस्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैं वेदैस्साङ्कपदक्रमौपनिषद्गायन्ति यं सामगं ध्यानावस्थितद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनं यशन्तं नाविदो सुरासुरगणादेवाय तस्मै नमः। हरे कृष्ण नव्यारं चाप्टर् 3 कर्मयोगं टेक्स्ट् नम्बर् 37। Yesterday shloka we discussed, previous shloka we discussed about Arjuna asked a very wonderful question, why the human being, the living entities are doing sinful activities knowingly, as if somebody is forced to do the sinful activities. Who is that forcing? Yesterday very nicely Arjuna asked the question. So who is forcing? Even though I am not willing to do the sinful activities, but still it looks like somebody is forcing me to do the sinful activities. Who is that forcing me? So in this way Arjuna asked a very wonderful question yesterday, and in this shloka Krishna himself, the supreme personality of Godhead, Bhavan Uvacha, Krishna is very nicely explaining who is that enemy who is forcing to do sinful activities even though unwillingly. This question cannot be answered by any ordinary man, because if he go and ask to any ordinary man, he may interpret, he will say maybe because of this or maybe because of that, or he will give his own opinion, justification. It will not be perfect answer. So that's why God himself, it is a Sahasra, God himself, Krishna himself answering. So this will be a very perfect answer to this question. So in this shloka, Krishna says, the lust is the root cause of all the sinful activities. Even though man is not willing to do sinful activities, but this lust is acting us to do sinful activities when we come and touch with the modes of material nature, specifically patience. So what is goodness, what is patience, and what is ignorance? Goodness is a sattva guna. If the person is in a sattva guna, he always think about the good activities like reading a sastra, worshipping the Devi Devadas or the Supreme Lord. So in this way, whenever he is in the mode of goodness, so he will be always think about the good activities. And if he is in a patient, in Rajoguna, then he will be always thinking about how to make money. Then so many desires will be there if he is there in the patient. If he is in the mode of ignorance, Tamoguna, then he will be always sleeping and he will be in always laziness. So in this way, in this sloka, Krishna says, this lust, when it is a contact with the modes of material nature, specifically the patient, then lust is a developer. So this patient means always we are always wanting of so many things, and always in the patient, if the patient is predominate, then person is always running behind this accumulating of this so many wealth and everything. That is a mode of Rajoguna. So Srila Prabhupada very nicely explaining how this, after this shloka, another two shloka, Krishna is going to speak about this lust only, because this lust is a very, very big subject. We can keep on talk for several years about the lust. So Srila Prabhupada very nicely here analyzing that how this lust is manifesting. The love with the Supreme Lord transform into the lust because of associating with the patient. So originally it was a love with a Supreme Personality of Godhead. After that, the same love is transformed into the lust because of this living entity, this soul, as soon as it come to this material world, come in touch with the material modes of nature and specifically with the patient, then this love is transformed into the lust. So just like Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice example, the milk, when the milk is in contact with the tamarind, it will be transformed into the yogurt. Similarly, when the pure soul, this is a very, very pure, the soul, this we are, we did not do any, we are actually originally, we are very, very pure. But when as soon as we come to this material world, come and touch with so many material modes of nature, then this love, the same love with the Supreme Lord transformed into the lust. What happened? Krishna says here, once the lust is not fulfilled, then this same lust will be transformed into the vrat. We can see the example. If our desire is not satisfied, immediately what will happen? We will get angry. So Krishna says here, kama yesa, krodha yesa. Once the kama is not fulfilled, the lust is not fulfilled, then immediately we develop anger about such and such person. If somebody is not fulfilling our desire, immediately we get up in a very great angry mood and we will kick them and we will blaspheme them. We will do so many things about. Then once we become angry, what happened next? Srila Prabhupada says, illusion develops. Where we can see practically, once we become angry, then the tears comes from our eyes and we bite the tongue, and all the nervous system become tempted, agitated, and the mind will go crazy, intelligence will not function, we does not know what we are doing when we get angry. So in this way, what will happen? This Atma become, the living entity become illusion, completely illusion. They will not be knowing what they are doing, what they are supposed to do, what they are not supposed to do. In this way, they will not be having any clue. Even sometimes they kill a mother also, even sometimes kill the guru also, even they will same kill very immediate lover or friend, whatever it may be. So immediately because of this, lust transformed into the vrat, and the vrat is transformed into the illusion. Once the man is become the illusion, what will happen? He will be continue in this material existence. So in this world, he will keep on continuing in the material existence. So that's why this lust, Krishna says in the shloka, lust is the greatest enemy. The greatest enemy. Everyone from the morning to evening we are searching, who is my enemy, who is my enemy, where is my enemy, and we are saying everyone is my enemy. We are saying outside many people will Point out the finger. He is my enemy. He is my enemy. He is my enemy. This way we says, but actually Krishna says lust is the greatest enemy. Because this lust is there within us. Actually, the enemy is within us. It is not outside. So what we have to do by performing the devotional service, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By performing this devotional service, we should kick this lust. Actually, Krishna is going to speak, where is the sitting place for the lust? This is the Bhagavad Gita, is a very, very mystical science. Very, very amazing. If you all a little bit, if you study every day, if you develop a little bit of taste for this reading Bhagavad Gita and understanding the subject matter, what Krishna really is talking about, then you will go mad with Krishna. You will love so much Krishna, because you will not see like this kind of explanation anywhere else in the world. Krishna is a very nicely, systematically, very amazingly explains. Only problem, we should have a perfect person like Srila Prabhupada to explain systematically, very nicely. If some bogus people explain, even though just like a milk, if the snake is touched, this milk is actually very nectar. If the snake touch this milk, immediately it will become poison. Similarly, there are many people, instead of explaining very nicely, they explain in a wrong way. The value of the Bhagavad Gita is like a hidden. So now Krishna, after two sloka, he will explain where this sin, this lust will be sitting. Where is the sitting place for the lust? So in this way, Krishna will explain very nicely. So this lust, only yesterday Arjuna asked, who is forcing me to do sinful activities even though unwillingly? So this Krishna says, lust is the root cause of doing the all sinful activities. So this lust only induce pure soul to act sinful activity by the pores. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned here, this lust is there in the mode of patience. Then when the lust is not fulfilled, what happened? It goes down. It goes to the ignorance. This vrat, this anger is in the mode of ignorance. Because this anger means it is an illusion. The illusion is a characteristic for the ignorant man. So from the passion, from the mode of rajoguna, to this living entity goes down to the vrat by the ignorance. So Srila Prabhupada says, by doing the, instead of this living entity to go down, what we have to do? When we do prescribed duty by doing our prescribed it, as mentioned in the Shastra, instead of going down to the ignorant, we will slowly come to the mode of goodness. So it will be purified. So this is a gradual process. From instead of going down, Srila Prabhupada says, if you do prescribed duties, gradually instead of getting angry, then we will go up instead of going down. So one may ask this, why lust is developed? What is the root cause? This lust is developed. Here Srila Prabhupada mentioned, Lord gives a small intelligent, independent. So when we come to this material world as well as the spiritual world, we always have a small independent. It's not Lord is not, you know, forcing. You have to do this, you have to do this, like some people, they always force the children like an animal. We should not force anybody, because the Lord himself given independent to everyone. Whether Krishna is a God, is not taking strict, is not beating in the head everybody. Hey, everybody chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everybody worship me. Everybody offer me respect. Everybody, whatever you do, yat karoshi yadasnasi yajji gosi tadasiyat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushama tarpanam. Everything you do for me. So in this way, Krishna is not standing every house with a stick and beating. He is a very sweet person. Lord is a sweet, Krishna is a very, very sweet fellow. He loves everybody. He don't want anybody to come and surrender to him with by force. That's why the Lord gives a small independent. If you like, you come and surrender to me, I will take care. If you don't like, no problem, you enjoy as you wish. So in this way, he gives independent. So somebody might ask, why Lord is giving independent? because the Lord does not like to get force and get surrendered. Voluntarily, when we serve, voluntarily, when we surrender to voluntarily, then it will be very nice. For example, if the girl, if you are forcing some girl to love, or if some girl is forcing some boy to love, then it will not look nice. They have to love voluntarily, then only it will be very nice. Similarly, here Lord also, he don't want to force this living entity, so that's why he gives a small independent. Okay, my dear living soul, you enjoy as you wish. I will give you this small independence. So that is a big problem, because the Lord gives small independent. What we'll do? We misuse it. We will misuse. Then what will happen? Once we misuse it, instead of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because Jivera Swarup Hoy Nityara Krishna Das, we are the constitution, eternal constitution is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what we'll do? We will serve our senses. Instead of serving, giving a lot of pleasure to the Supreme Lord, we will try to enjoy ourselves by engaging in the sense gratification. Once the sense gratification done, then we develop lust, more and more lust. So in this way, we developed enormous amount of lust within our heart. This lust is a cannot be controlled unless we engaged properly. So just like we discussed several time, when the yagna is there, when the fire is there, the more ghee if we pour, the more fire will come out. Similarly, because we are using the misuse, small independent Lord giving, we misuse it, then instead of serving the Supreme Lord, we try to enjoy ourselves, then the lust is a keep on increases. The lust is a keep on increases. The living soul gets a lot of kicks from the Maya. This material nature kicks the living entity. So because all the lust cannot be fulfilled, the unlimited amount of lust we are having, so it cannot be fulfilled everything. So the man, the Maya, the material existence will kick this living entity. Once it's a kick left and right, what will happen? We will become confused totally. Then once if we are completely confused, then we will be completely baffled. So we will not be knowing what to do now. So then in that situation, when the living entity totally frustrated, does not know what to do, so in that question, in that moment, the living entity will ask a wonderful question to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh my dear Supreme Lord, why I am coming to this material world? Why I am getting frustrated? This way, this living soul will ask a very wonderful question to Supreme Personality of Godhead. What shall I do with this lust? This lust is making me so much problem. So I am getting confused. So I am getting kick left and right. So my Lord, so kindly help me. So in this way, this living soul will pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that moment, he will ask the perfect question. Who I am? What is my duty? Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, Atato Brahma Jignasa. The animals, what is the difference between the animal and the human being? The animal cannot ask any question, but the human being can put the very intelligent question. Why I am suffering in this material world? Even though, why I am born into this material world? Who is my real father? Who is the God? What is the relationship between me and the God? Where is my original home? So in this way, this living soul will ask a very nice questions. After that, when we ask the spiritual question, the Lord will arrange the answer for that. After that, we gradually develop in our devotional service. So from the shloka, what we understand, from yesterday, Arjuna asked the question, who is unwillingly, even though I am not willing to do the sinful activities, who is forcing me to do the sinful activities? So in this shloka, Krishna is very clearly, this Krishna is not like a useless fellow talking something unnecessary, confusing, like nowadays Kali Yuga. If you ask many people question, instead of answering, they will ask a further question. They will be keep on asking the question or they will be give the answer which is irrelevant, so we will get frustrated. So the Supreme Lord is very sweet. He directly he answer, Arjuna, the lust is the root cause for the forcing. This is the lust only forcing the living entity to do so many sinful activities. So in this way Krishna explained in the shloka. So tomorrow we will discuss how this lust can be transformed into the love. There are another so many wonderful stories are there to explain how this lust can be transformed into the sweet love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tomorrow we will discuss. Srila Prabhupada also gives very nice example. Who, you know, the Shastra does not simply say some only the theoretical knowledge. Shastra says the practical knowledge also. Somebody already, so many devotees, they have experimented, tested, got succeeded. So Srila Prabhupada also quoted in this purport, some Mahajana, two Mahajana, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, they have performed this, they have transformed lust into the love. Tomorrow we will discuss. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.